kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Usapang parental. Usapang parental.
Isang malaking hamon para sa mga magulang na pag-usapan ang sexual health o sex education sa kanilang mga anak. Ang tanong, gaano ba ito kahalaga? Paano malalampasan ang nararamdamang hiya kapag pag-usapan ang tungkol sa relasyon, pagdadalaga at pagbibinata? Hihimayin natin ito kasama ang Filipino-Australian Specialist GP, ilang mga eksperto mula sa Department of Education at organisasyon na nakatutok sa usapin ng sexual health.
As soon as you start your periods, you are a woman considered to be capable of getting pregnant.
Ito ang direktang pahayag ni Dr. Belinda Lorenzo sa kanyang panayam sa SBS Filipino. Siya ay isang specialist GP at may extensive training sa pediatrics at special interest sa maternal care, sexual and reproductive health. Kaya binigyang diin niya, mahalagang pag-usapan ito habang mas maaga sa parehong kasarian. Ayon sa Australian Government Department of Health, ang sexual health ay hindi lang tungkol sa pag-iwas sa mga sakit o pagbubuntis. Kabilang din dito ang pagkakaroon ng ligtas at maayos na relasyon, paggalang sa kasarian, identity at consent, pag-access sa tamang impormasyon at serbisyong pangkalusugan, pag-iwas sa mga sakit na naipapasa sa pakikipagtalik o sexually transmitted infection o STI at iba pang reproductive health issues. Base sa karanasan ng doktor, ibinahagi niya may mga mas bata siyang kliyente.
In Australia, it's anyone who is menstruating and who is planning or is currently sexually active should consider contraception to prevent pregnancy if they don't want to get pregnant. So in fact, here in Australia, I've got patients even as young as 13, 14, they talk to you about contraception.
So pag ganyan pala, Doc, kailangan kasama ang parents or hindi na?
Depende, because there are children who are, they are mature adolescents, and if they're capable of making that decision, then sometimes they can just come in here on their own. And I think it's the doctor's clinical assessment if they'll be able to make that decision for themselves. Kasi may ibang mga bata naman pupunta dyan, oh, I don't want my parents to know this. And you have to weigh the balance. You just have to make sure that, yeah, they're safe, they're not going to get pregnant, and they make the right decisions. And you just have to see them regularly.
Sa kabutihang palad, itinuturo ng mabuti ang sexual health sa mga paaralan sa buong Australia, mula preschool hanggang year 12, at maraming mapagkukunan o resources na makakatulong sa mga magulang upang mapawi ang hiya o pagkailang. Ipinaliwanag ni Renee West, isang secondary schooling advisor mula sa New South Wales Department of Education. Sabi niya, ang pambansang curriculum ay idinisenyo batay sa kung paano ang natural o child development theory sa kanilang physical, emotional at psychological stages o kanilang paglaki na ayon sa international scientific standards.
It does follow the evidence of sexual development for children at different ages, and the resources are reflective of UNESCO's international guidance on sexuality education, which has been evaluated for decades to make sure that we're in line with what the concepts are and what should be taught to make sure it's inclusive of all students within the classroom.
Dagdag nito, habang lumalaki ang mga bata mula kindergarten hanggang high school, nagiging mas mature din ang topic na tinuturo.
In the early primary years, they're learning about their body and changes of the body during puberty, and they'd learn about reproductive health and menstruation in the later years of primary school. And then that moves into the high school or secondary school years where they start to learn more about sexual behaviors, pregnancy, methods to prevent pregnancy, sexually transmitted infections or STIs. They'd also learn about aspects of privacy and body autonomies and also protective behaviours, because the school curriculum's very much focused on positive outcomes for students, and therefore what they're learning is about understanding their body and how their body functions and their role within a relationship as they move through life.
Sang-ayon naman si Dr. Belinda Lorenzo na matuto sa tamang kaalaman ng mas maaga ang mga bata.
If you give them information, if you educate them, they come up with their right decisions and they become mature adults. In the long run, they are safe, they are protected, and yeah. And I think their future are much better if ma-maximize nila ang kanilang potentials by still continuing their education and not having a family of their own earlier. But again, it's their choice, it's their decisions. But yeah, it's very, very important at a young age that sexual education is taught in school.
Ipinaliwanag din ng mga taga-Department of Education na inaangkop ng mga guro ang curriculum sa kultural at relihiyosong konteksto ng kanilang paaralan, habang isinaalang-alang ang halaga ng pagkakaiba-iba at inklusibo sa komunidad.
If I'm totally honest, most young people in our classrooms, regardless of the age, they're curious and they just want to know that what's happening to them is normal and that other people are experiencing it as well. One of the pieces of evidence that we know is that effective sexuality education actually delays the initiation of sex. So the earlier we can teach and the more we can teach, the more informed they are and the better the decisions that they make.
Sa pagkakataong ito, hanga si Dr. Lorenzo sa programa na ipinapatupad ng gobyerno para maibigay ang tamang kaalaman sa mga bata tungkol sa sexual health. Pero, giit nito, malaki ang tulong kung sa loob mismo ng bahay, simulan ang edukasyon.
If you teach that in school, in a safe and a neutral environment, walang stigma, di ba? Hindi na sila mahihiya. Saka yung mga bata, hindi kukuha ng information somewhere else na hindi mo alam kung safe, sa pupunta sila sa internet. Hindi mo alam kung ano yung mga nakukuha nilang information. And I think it's also good to start a conversation in the family as well, diba? It's the safest place to discuss that. And it's in the context of family, in the context of their culture. Kasi iba-iba naman, diba, ang ating pananaw sa sexual health depending on our culture.
Ang tanong ngayon, ano ang pwedeng gawin o diskarte para hindi mahiya o magkailangan ang mga bata at magulang na simulan ang pag-uusap tungkol sa sexual health? Sabi ni Derek McCormack, ang director ng Raising Children Network, isang organisasyon na pinondohan ng gobyerno para mag-develop ng online parenting resources.
What we would often advise is have those conversations early, and if that doesn't go too well, you can have them again later. So having them early and having them often can help it feel a little less awkward, because you get better over time, and it can send the message to your child that sex and sexuality are healthy parts of life. For children up to the age of 8, they might want to know how girls and boys' bodies are different, where babies come from, and those kinds of topics. And this is a good tip. They could start by asking their child what they know and what they think about those topics. Children from 9 to 11 years of age, for example, might be having questions around sexuality and relationships, masturbation, and other parts of normal sexual development in that older age bracket.
Ang pinakahuling payo ng education expert na si Renee West.
The best time to have a conversation is in the car. Mm-hmm. You don't have to look at each other, but you can't escape.
Ayon sa Australian Bureau of Statistics, noong 2017, tinatayang may 6,600 na sanggol ang ipinanganak sa teenage mothers na may edad 15 hanggang 19 na taong gulang. Noong 2021 census, bumaba ito sa 5,102 na nagpapakita ng tuloy-tuloy na pagbaba ng teenage pregnancies. Ipinapakita ng datos na mas kaunti na ang teenage mothers, kasabay ng mas mataas na kaalaman, akses sa edukasyon at serbisyong pangkalusugan. Para sa karagdagang age-appropriate conversations tungkol sa sexual health, bisitahin ang website ng Raising Children Network.
Usapang Parental. Usapang Parental.
i-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.